10 minutes to 8 on Monday night's Arena. My Story, My Song is a musical event taking place this Sunday, January the 17th, as part of the first Fortnight Festival, where positive mental health is promoted through engagement with the arts. This particular event brings together 10 musical artists, each of whom will discuss their own mental health and how it has impacted on their craft, as well as performing a cover version of a song that has helped them through a difficult period in their life. Amongst the artists taking part are a three-piece Wyvern Lingo and Cork singer-songwriter Jack O'Rourke. Karen Crowley from Wyvern Lingo joins me now, along with Jack O'Rourke. Before we talk about the event on Sunday night, we might talk, obviously live performance has been decimated this year, but on the upside, many artists have spoken about the time that they've had now, that they've been granted, I suppose, a space in where they could write new material in a very considered type of way. Is that how it has been for you, first of all, Jack?
It has been, Sean. How are you?
Not bad.
Good. Yeah, I think when we went into lockdown, I'm not someone like Steve Earle who writes on the road. I need to be at home and in my own space, a solitary space. So in a selfish way, I found it very cathartic and creative just to sit down and have that space to write. And I wrote an album actually during first lockdown. So
I like the way you just dropped that in as if it was easy done. I wrote an album during first lockdown.
You have to.
and Karen, sorry, Karen, I was misnaming there. Cowley, no R, my addition in there.
Thank you.
What about for you and Caoimhe and Saoirse, Caoimhe Barry and Saoirse Duan, who are the other two members of Wyvern Lingo? Is it difficult? I suppose it's different when there are three of you involved. Writing and working during lockdown must have been a more hazardous affair, if you like, or certainly logistically more difficult.
Yeah, well, it was actually, and we weren't always in the same 5K, you know, so that was tough. And for us, it was a bit different, because we had the album written and we had most of it recorded. But what the lockdown did afford us was it kind of moved all the goalposts and pressure of release. I mean, you know, normally if this pandemic hadn't happened, we probably would have released it already. We would have been out touring. But with all those goalposts moved, with all of that, everything had changed. It just took the pressure off massively, and I think it gave us what we needed to finish it, you know. And so we actually worked remotely for that first 6 week lockdown. We just did everything online and got better at doing it like that, you know. And we didn't see each other. It was probably the longest we'd ever gone without seeing each other. It was definitely the longest we'd ever gone.
Right.
So it was mad. But
Awake You Lie is the title of the new album.
Yes. Yes.
So explain that title.
So it's a lyric from one of the songs that hasn't been released yet. And it's that particular song is, I suppose it's talking to a friend who is going through a tough time. And it's that image of being awake at night and feeling anxious or restless, because of your mental health or because of what's going on. So we felt like it was a good title for the album, because the album deals with an awful lot of feelings of uncertainty and anxiety. And I mean, oddly, we wrote this long before COVID. So these were all things we were living and experiencing over the last 2 years. And it was weird, because when we were doing those final touches and doing those final bits and bobs in the album and then finally naming it, it definitely did frame it in the kind of global times that were happening.
Yeah,
that was written was actually before it.
Yeah, and it also fits in quite nicely with the whole theme of First Fortnight, in that, you know, you're referring to the difficult time that your friend was going through here. However, this Sunday's event, which is My Story, My Song, Jack, it's all about how music can help you through those tough times. And you're both, all four of you, because it'll be the three of Wyvern Lingo, not just Karen. you're accepting this. I think that the format of the event is you'll be interviewed first about, you know, difficulties and periods of time in your life that may have presented challenges to your mental health, and then you'll be performing, and you've each chosen a song that you'll cover. But just to the part where you're going to be interviewed about the challenging times of your own, in your own mental health, how difficult is it to be interviewed around that type of topic, you know, to be open and frank and honest? Jack first.
I suppose it is, but I think in my own songwriting, sure, Karen's the same. You know, some people when they write songs, they're very literal. I tend to maybe evoke things, although I have written songs that are very revealing. I find them cathartic. Music to me, I don't know why, but music and lyrics, since I was four, they've always helped me to make sense of the world. And I'm not even aware sometimes that I'm divulging something or showing something that's very, very personal to me. Sometimes when I sit back and listen back to a song, even a few months later, I go, oh, that's what it's about. So I find it very cathartic to do that. You know, some people love to kick a football around or bake a cake. And I find when I sit down at the piano, it just completely relaxes me. You know, it helps me make sense of things.
Jack, presuming, and I probably would be with him in presuming, is it similar for you, Karen? Do songs have that kind raison d'être for you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's how, I'm sure it was the same with Jack. But that's how I started writing songs when I was, you know, kind of preteen age, when you're starting to exactly try and make sense of the world. And for me and the girls, it was particularly special because we were doing that together. You know, we've known each other for so long. We started writing songs together at the same time when we were very young teenagers, and we always were just open books. You know, it was always very real, very literal. And I think since we've kind of grown a bit more with I suppose our songwriting craft and everything, we're all a little bit different. But I certainly would stray more to very, very honest emotions. I mean, and you can wrap it up and sometimes it's not that obvious, but a lot of the time I think what resonates with people the most in our experience is those more honest offerings and the kind of things that have been very much born out of a real emotion
And I know back in the olden days when you could actually come into studio and play for me in Studio 8 and we could talk to each other and you could play live and we could be in the same space without having to worry about social distancing and all the rest of it. I have a memory of speaking to the three of you about this whole idea of to what extent does one of you come in with some very personal story which then the other two help to bring out. I'm wondering how that balance is struck between the three of you, or does it actually become a story about the three of you rather than one person's story?
That's funny because I mean, generally we're all such close friends. I mean, we can't really keep secrets from each other even if we tried. So generally if someone comes with a song, you know what it's about pretty much before they've even told you.
Yeah.
You know? But definitely it does grow into that, and certainly on this forthcoming album, this was far more of a joint effort when it comes to writing from those early stages. And some songs, you know, were written by one person and then left alone and then kind of rewritten by someone else. So it's interesting. A lot of the themes are really similar, even if they came from different members each time. So this is far more of a joint thing, and it was really fun to explore that. It was really fun to actually go in deep and have that, you know, write together like that. And it's really cathartic. I mean, I consider myself so lucky that I have colleagues and friends that I can do that with. You know, it does keep us all sane.
In fact, there's probably a case that the two of you are saying, thank God she has written that song. She's finally addressing the thing that we know she needed to address for so long. And I'm sure both of you know, it's gone from two against one in many occasions, and that different for an individual to do that, Jack, I suppose, and perhaps a lonelier furrow to plough. But just as we finish up, can you give me any idea as to where you might be going in terms of the song that or an artist that has been important to you that you might use for the cover version that you're going to give as part of the event? Jack?
Me and Karen were actually talking about songs like that where you know, they help us through dealing with anything affecting our mental health. So Karen's like me. I love Paul Simon too, and Carol King. So if we were in studio, Sean, we'd probably be at the piano, the two of us, and singing in harmony, you know? But you'll have to imagine that. I'm going to go with a Tom Waits song.
You're going to go with a Tom Waits song?
Called Take It With Me.
Right, okay.
I think, a beautiful, beautiful song. It's on Mule Variations, and he's talking about, you know, at the end of the day, you know, pandemic or not, what really matters. And it's just him with a piano that's slightly out of tune.
And briefly,
on a very experimental album.
Briefly, Karen, do you know, have you guys decided yet what you're doing?
Well, I think it actually just has to be me solo, because this will be live and the three of us are all in different buildings.
Right.
But I'm terribly indecisive and I can't decide. But it could be a Paul Simon song. It could be a Carole King song. It could be a James Blake song. I'm not sure.
Well, when this is all over, please, would the two of you come in and do either Carole King or Paul Simon for me? I'll hold you to that when the time comes.
I would love that.
Jack O'Rourke and Karen Crowley.
You'd have to kick us out, Sean.
Yeah, for sure. Well, there they are, Karen and Jack. And the event features 10 musical acts in total. And you can find out full details Sunday the 17th of January, 7:30 p.m. Full details on firstfortnight.ie. And that is our lot for this evening. Liam Murphy researched. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator. Mark McGrath was on sound this evening. Tonight's programme was produced by Kay Sheehy. Talk to you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, once again here on RT Radio.